Agenda item number five, Mr. Christopher Bouge? Bouge? My apologies, Mr. Bouge. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Commissioner Bull, members of the commission. Mr. Christopher Bouge is requesting authorization to construct an 18-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse as part of his private pier construction. Adjacent to his property, situated along Dix Creek in Virginia Beach, the proposal is protested by an adjoining property owner and other neighbors. Before I continue, I want to share a few details we received late Friday afternoon by email. One of the neighbors sent us a message and a couple of pictures alleging that there was some dredging occurring under the pier and under the boat lifts with a pump up on the dock and an attached air or suction line. When I was back Monday, we talked to the applicant and the contractor several times, received an email from the contractor as well. They explained they were filling a hole that developed while they were washing in the channelward lift poles. And they were trying to fortify those channelward piles in the area of that hole. And with that information and without taking sides from either the neighbors or the contractors or applicants, we thought the explanation sounded reasonable enough to allow us to continue with the boathouse hearing today. We will continue to monitor the situation and perform a compliance inspection. And I just want to share that information. That topic and issue may come up today during the testimony or discussion from the contractor is here, the applicants here, and the protestants and neighbors. Okay. So this is a vicinity map of this area in Virginia Beach. This is the Dix Creek waterway. To the north, we have the Lynn Haven River. The site's denoted by the yellow star. This is an aerial view of the property. This was the previously existing private pier for this residence. These are plan view drawings of the new pier and boathouse. This is the proposed cross-section of the boathouse, open-sided boathouse. And a closer view of the pier and boathouse with the proposed boathouse in the orange color here. The pier proposal itself met the exemption criteria found in the code and was therefore deemed statutorily authorized. And staff sent specific and separate correspondence to the applicant stating as such. The City of Virginia Beach approved the pier and boathouse, as did the Corps of Engineers. Since the proposal included a roof structure, staff was required to notify the adjoining property owners on either side of the property. One of the adjoining property owners, Mr. Newsom, protested, stating that the boathouse would obstruct the scenic views enjoyed by those along the cove. Once it was protested, the boathouse request was then processed for a subaqueous permit as required by code. A newspaper advertisement was also run, and staff then received an additional 5 protests along the cove, 4 from neighbors and 1 from a nearby realtor. Now I'll go into a series of ground shots. This was the pier prior to removal and the construction of the new pier. Now this is the pier constructed with an L-head, 2 boat lifts. The center lift, as you notice, the taller piles will have the boathouse structure if approved. Another shot. Staff did inspect the constructed pier and found it to be in compliance with the drawings that were submitted. The engineer that designed the pier also certified to the City of Virginia Beach that it was built in the footprint as proposed. This is a photo from the floating dock attached to the southern end, and here the boathouse will be in this particular location, as you can see the taller piles with the center lift. Now I'm going to show you a few shots from the adjoining property owners and neighbors along the cove. This is from Mr. Newsom's backyard. This is Mr. Newsom's pier, and this is the new pier as proposed with the 2 lifts. This is from standing on Mr. Newsom's pier, looking at the new pier. Again, the boathouse will be over the middle lift there. Now I'm going to try and go along just with a sample picture or two from each shoreline of the neighbors that have protested. Again, we have four other neighbors along the cove, and I'm working my way northward along the shoreline. In the foreground, we see Mr. Newsom's pier, then in the background, the recently constructed pier for Mr. Boge. Again, from one of the neighbor's properties, I'm getting farther and farther away towards the head of the cove. As you can see, the pier is constructed with the two lifts. There are a series of lifts with boats at the head of the cove. Another adjacent property, or another neighbor that has protested, and a last ground shot from a neighbor that's protested. I want to show one other picture here. You may have seen this structure in the background. This is actually a shot from Mr. Boge's new pier. I'm standing on the floating dock. There is an existing roof structure on a pier now. Like I said, that was in the background of some of the earlier photos. And our last slide is an aerial of the mouth, the general mouth area of Dick's Creek. Highlighted in the red circles are existing either boathouse or gazebo structures within Dick's Creek in this area of Virginia Beach. And with that, I'll go into our summary. The total square footage of the proposed open-sided boathouse is well below the 700 square foot exemption criteria contained in the code. Had the boathouse proposal not been protested by the adjoining property owner, staff would have considered it statutorily authorized along with the private pier proposal. In this case, we believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to a visual obstruction presented by a pier and a boat lift. Furthermore, the City of Virginia Beach does not prohibit open-sided boathouses, and private piers with similar open-sided roof structures are very common along the waterways in Virginia Beach. Staff is sensitive to the protests of the neighbors, but there are several other pier and boathouse gazebo roof structures within Dick's Creek. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the 18-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse as proposed. And I'm available for any questions. Like I said, the applicants and their contractor are here, and neighbors and the adjoining property owners.
Are there questions from the commission? I have a quick question there, Justin. The structure that we saw in the distance, is that a boathouse or a gazebo?
That's actually a gazebo on the end of a pier.
All right. It's
right here. You can see it in different...
I couldn't tell from the photograph at this distance. Okay, thank you.
Follow-up question.
Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, Justin, so how much different will that, the new structure be than the one we see off in the distance there?
I think the roof structure will be very similar. It's just this roof structure will be over a boat lift with a boat set in it versus that structure, which is actually on the dock.
Okay.
And this structure would be open-sided as opposed to the – is that a closed-sided gazebo or not?
Well, I think that is a screened-in gazebo, which traditionally we've considered open-sided for gazebo structures.
Thank you. Other questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
Can you educate me again? I know we've talked about it before, but what our guidelines are for taking into account view shed versus subaqueous effects and environmental effects of projects?
If this proposal did not have a roof component, we would have basically told the adjoining property owners or any other neighbors that complained about a view issue that while we'll accept your proposal, it doesn't halt our process. It doesn't prevent us from exempting the proposal as statutorily authorized by code. It's only when the roof components come in, whether it's a gazebo or a boathouse, do we then consider the view issues and bring them before you all.
Okay.
I'd like to add a little something to that.
Ms. Watkinson.
Just as a reminder, a number of years ago, we received an attorney general's opinion, and I can't remember the date.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it with me today. Basically, sort of talking about issues of, like, more or less zoning, local authority, view shed issues, and what the commission's authority was. And the attorney general, in all intents and purposes, said the commission should consider the direct physical impacts of structures and leave things like view sheds to local governments to consider under their zoning regulations.
Thank you for help clarifying that. Any other questions from the commission? The applicant is present or represented? Please come forward, Mr. Boge. You have your contractor with you today?
I do.
Do you wish him to testify as well, or her to testify as well?
Only if necessary with rebuttal.
Well, then let me swear you in here, and we'll get at it. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Thank you. My name is Christopher Boge. I'm here with my wife, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner and Commission members. As stated in the Habitat Management Division evaluation, my wife, Christina, and I and our family submitted a joint permit application in October 2016. We attempted to have our finger pier and boat lifts on the far side of the property, which basically would be more shifted over in this direction. It's a pretty wide property line on the water. And we actually submitted numerous revisions trying to do that. For us, it was easier. It was less expensive. It was further towards the mouth of the inlet, and we certainly were cognizant of, you know, wanting our neighbors to, you know, enjoy the views and whatnot. After about three or four different revisions, having several on-site meetings with the City of Virginia Beach as well as the Marine Resource Commission representatives, it was deemed not possible to do that with the structure we were trying to build. And really what it came down to was the egress of the mean low watermark kind of shifts and changes along the shoreline. And basically, as we went out to where we wanted to put it, we were shy about 3.5 to 4 feet, depending on where you took the measurement from. So on our third or fourth submission or revision, we moved the structure to where it is here now shown, and the pier itself is built, only as a, you know, last resort to being able to actually go forward with it. Based on the mean low watermark requirements, City of Virginia Beach required the size and dimensions of the vessels we needed to house it. We weren't able to move forward with that. We then revised the plans to meet all the requirements from the Corps of Engineers, the City of Virginia Beach, and the Marine Resource Commission to where it currently is. During the process, we were very careful and cognizant of the channel, made sure not to obstruct the waterway for our upstream neighbors. We sent out a letter detailing our situation to all the neighbors, and basically inviting them to come over, meet with us, you know, to answer any questions, because a lot of times, you know, without actually sitting on the property and going over the details, people can kind of go come up with their own conclusions. So we put that out there. We were invited to one of the neighbors' homes to talk about it and address their concerns, which we did attend. And then, you know, that pretty much brings us to where we are today. One of our vessels is 29 feet in length and requires the 18 by 32 foot structure in order to protect it from the elements. The vessel's new, and it was a sizable investment. We have been on the waiting list. There's only two marinas in the City of Virginia Beach. You have Lynn Haven Marina and Marina Shores. So we've been on the waiting list there since February. There is information that Marina Shores is going to be changing its current structure from a boatel to condos. They're actually in the process of doing that with meeting all the requirements. So Lynn Haven Marina is will be the only marina left in the City of Virginia Beach. They already have a waiting list a mile long, and there's probably, according to the owner, which we just met with last week, Chuck Guthrie, they already have 30 or 40 boats at Marina Shores that are waiting for a spot to open at Lynn Haven Marine. Lastly, I just wanted to touch base. There is a fairly significant tidal change, you know, with the high tide and low tide in Dix Creek, higher, actually more than we anticipated. So where the boat lift sits, the boat has to sit up pretty much at its maximum height on the lift. With that being said, when you build the roof structure on it, or without the roof structure on it, and I wish we had some photographs of that, there's really, you're looking right at the boat. So the roof structure is going to minimally impact, if any view, because once the boat is up on the lift, you're just looking at the boat from the adjoining properties. There are numerous similar boathouses and roof structures along Dix Creek, which we have provided pictures of. I have a bunch of them here. I don't know.
Please bring them up to me. We need to keep these for 30 days.
Okay. And a lot of those, even in the pictures that Justin provided or Mr. World provided earlier, the gazebo structure that you saw right there from our floating dock, there's another right behind there where you can't see because the tree comes out. There's another boathouse right there, and then if you stand at the end of our pier, full boathouse, and if you stand at the end of our pier and look left, it's in one of those pictures there, there's another boathouse. So we're not even talking like a half a mile or a mile down the road or down the waterway. We're talking, you know, football field away. It's just you can't see it, you know, see them clearly from the end of the pier. I've come to find out recently it appears there's concerns of the roof structure from the neighbors protesting that it's going to become like a party house. Although we do not believe this has any relevance to the permit we're seeking, I would like to address the concern nonetheless. The roof structure serves as a purpose, and it's really to protect the boat. It's a 2016 29-foot boat. The boat takes up all of the actual slip, other than about 1.5 feet in the bow of the boat. And that's basically to allow for safe docking without colliding into the pier. There's no room for furniture such as couches, a kitchen, loft, or anything like that. It's not going to become a party house or, you know, place. We do have a bench, as you can see, and we are looking forward to enjoying the water and entertaining family and friends, but I just wanted to address that because I understand that, you know, that was a concern as well. We've consciously and carefully planned our pier and roof structure to be in compliance with all applicable code requirements, and we respectfully request its approval.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Bush, is there anyone else that you'd like to testify on your behalf?
Not at this time.
I don't see any questions from the commission. You've answered mine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Public hearing. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you will give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I will.
Please state your name for the record.
I'm Michael Newsom.
Welcome, Mr. Newsom.
Good morning. I'm standing in front of you sort of as a conflicted person. Spent a lot of time helping to craft legislation and to work it through, finding sponsors, work it through the process, getting it approved, going through the regulatory process. I recognize as a body you're constrained by those regulations. If you delve into esoteric worlds, there's not enough time for these meetings to break down into chaos. And so here I stand before you instead talking about esoteric items. I will tell you that, first off, it needs to be stated. Where's Justin Worrell?
Right behind you.
I'd like to commend him. He's been extraordinary. He's with all of his pictures and his time spent. You're well served by him.
Thank you, sir.
We have been well.
I appreciate that the staff here goes to great lengths to do a good job for everybody in a fair and unbiased manner, and I'm proud of the work they do.
I've seen it firsthand. So
thank you.
What we don't have is a failure to regulate. We don't have a failure to communicate. We've had a failure to moderate. And as the adjoining neighbor, I've put myself in the position as a moderator in both meanings of the word, both to moderate and to foster conversation with Mr. Boge, with Chris and Christina, and the neighbors and us, and also to try and effect a moderation in the scale and scope of what they've done. And I think I've got a great speech here, and it's really of no bearing. I've talked about all the elements, but the pictures spoke volumes of the scale. And I agree with everything that Chris has said in his presentation of his trials and tribulations and how he arrived at the pier in its location and all of that. But we have a basically a hangar for a 747 and a beautiful 747 parked in that hangar with a runway that can only accommodate a 707. And that has really been the gist of our efforts, is to moderate the size down somewhat to more fit the scale that's appropriate. He's got another boat on that lift. Both boats are beautiful. He's got another one that's the typical 20, I don't know what it is, Chris, 22 foot or
17 feet.
17 foot. And if you looked at the other boats on the lifts, that's not because our neighbors are constrained by the financial capability to buy the biggest boat they can. It really is what's functional. And so we've tried to moderate. I've failed miserably in that task. Instead, I stand here to try and figure out how we can put lipstick on the pig. And I've talked to the neighbors that actually, and we've said, it may be that he's right that the boathouse, the roof is what we're talking, the roofing structure may soften the effect of it all. And so you've seen the pictures, and it really is a very industrial look. It's right outside of my bedroom window because it was forced cheek to jowl with my pier. And so it may actually serve to soften it. So if you're scratching your head and wondering, am I protesting, am I standing here to speak against it, am I speaking in favor of it, at this point we're resigned to the pig, beautiful pig that it is, and figuring out how to put lipstick on it. So I'm here for any questions, and I doubt if you'll have any after that.
No, I absolutely have a perfect question.
Right ahead.
Before you all get to it, how would you put lipstick on this?
Well, you put lipstick by basically with a roof structure, which would soften the industrial appearance of it. The roof structure may serve that effect, and that's what he's requesting to do. However, you can do that by the material coverage. If it's a white vinyl roof, and I know that's not going to be the case, Chris, but if that were the case, that would be oppressive. Instead, it's going to be black, I believe, asphalt.
It's actually going to, we have the main house, our house, and the roof structure are all going to be matching shingle.
Right. So, again, that will earth tone, it will soften it. So.
Right. So, do you still object?
The purpose for my continued objection is to allow my neighbors to also have a voice in this. Because by being the adjoining property owner, as I understand it, and filing the protest, it does enable others. They would not have a standing. Is that accurate?
Close enough.
So that's my effort has been, again, to moderate. I've had a failure of moderation. But I do want to avail my neighbors of the opportunity that I have as the adjoining property owner.
Other questions from the commission?
Stungy as well, huh?
Mr. Newsom, thank you for your very erudite and interesting testimony. We don't often get to hear this.
I'm sure. I'm not the engineer. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Bull, if I can just clear something up and help Mr. Newsom. He's correct. I just want to make sure everyone understands. When we have a roof structure as part of a pier proposal, we're required to notify the adjoining property owner, which is basically the property owner on either side. If one of them or both of them object, it then kicks it into a permitting process in which everyone can object, the public at large. So if the adjoining property owner does not protest, it would have been deemed statutorily authorized. And then the neighbors protest, we would have accepted them, but we would not have halted the process. We would not have had a hearing. So in a sense, Mr. Newsom has referred to himself as the gatekeeper. Because of his protest, it allowed the neighbors to have a voice at this hearing.
See, I was trying to summarize all of that in close enough.
Okay.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify? You're more than welcome to. Your voice is to be heard. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter at all, one way or another? Anybody wish to be heard? Seeing no one, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedrin.
I don't think the roof is the issue here. I think the real issue with these people is that structure, because it's a lot different from the pier that was there. And like the applicant said, you know, really, probably when he puts his boats up there, you probably won't even notice the roof. So, and as this last gentleman testified here, it actually may make it look better. So with that said, I'd move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedron to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Well, I'll second it. That was the most interesting protest I've ever heard.
Me too. Second by Mr. Neal. Let's have a discussion.
That was Mr. Neal. That was very interesting. That was in 4 years I've not heard a protest, a non-protest as good as that. I'm sorry, but yes, I appreciate you coming. That added a little interest to us today for this. It's these pier roofs. We hear it all the time with box review and we can recite the protest before we ever hear them, but no, not today. You proved me wrong on that.
So anyway, I did second it.
Any other discussion on the matter?
No, I'm just still tickled. That's all.
Record reflect Mr. Neal was tickled. I'm going to call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The project is approved per the staff recommendation as presented. Thank you, Justin. Nice work.
Thank you.